Stephen Tarano and jury members, but I don't think anyone talked to them. So the podcast is called Direct Appeal, and I guess they met with her in Clinton at the prison, or they interviewed her on the phone, and now they've launched 13 different episodes. So I did subscribe to it today, and I listened to it a little bit, and I wanted to cover it a little bit because I wondered how people feel about something like this. We have a conviction. We have someone who's been convicted for life plus 5 years, and now we have a podcast, but attorneys aren't weighing in, jurors aren't weighing in. So there's so much that is unknown. Is this, something people are interested in learning more about? When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the coverage that this case has had, and sadly, we'll be in the last 15 minutes of our show, but I have to do the commercials, and then we'll be back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
All right, so we're back for our last segment here. So I just wanted to read, and perhaps I maybe should have listened to the podcast, but I don't think I need to right away. And I did look at the comments, and a lot of people felt that her appeal had been denied last year. So, you know, she's sort of out of options here. So I wanted to just mention that there was an appeal process in February 2018. There was an article, and again, because this was a New Jersey crime and she lived in Woodbridge, it got a lot of coverage from the media. And she, you know, certainly was convicted of killing her husband, cutting up his body and stuffing his parts in the different matching suitcases and then taking it to the Chesapeake Bay in Virginia. So she's reached the end back in 2018 of New Jersey's legal line in an effort to get relief from her sentence of life in prison. So the Supreme Court denied her petition for certification, and it was signed January 29th, and that means the state appellate division ruling in August denying any post-conviction relief stands. And in seeking the appeal, it stated that she had argued that the trial court erred in denying McGuire's motions to examine and test a computer and garbage bags the state held as evidence, and the trial court erred in denying McGuire petition for post-conviction relief without an evidentiary hearing. However, the appellate division found that the post-conviction relief was not a device for investigating possible claims, but it was actually a means for vindicating actual claims. So that meant that her appeal was denied. And it further stated that she's been fighting the life sentence she received after being convicted in April 2007 of murder, possession of a weapon for unlawful purpose, desecration of human remains, and perjury in connection with the death of her husband, William McGuire. So she has to serve 85% of her life sentence. So that means her eligibility date will be May 20th, 2073. So she remains an inmate at the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility for Women in Union Township, Hunterdon County. So William McGuire was given chloral hydrate shot, his body cut into three pieces, his blood drained before his body parts were stuffed into these matching black and green Kenneth Cole reaction suitcases and then thrown into the Chesapeake Bay near Virginia Beach. And he was found in May 20, 2004, just days after he was last seen alive at the couple's home in Woodbridge. And days earlier, the couple had purchased a $500,000 home in Warren County. I don't know whatever happened to that property or where that property was, but he died from gunshot wounds to the head and chest. And his wife was not charged for his murder for a year after his remains were discovered. And the trial was televised. I believe it was, could have been court TV. It doesn't say in this article, but I feel like it was court TV. And she was represented by a famous attorney, Joseph Tacopino. And in trying to seek post-conviction relief in 2014, she claimed in court papers that she was denied effective representation by him. I don't believe he's still her attorney of record. I guess once that happens, you wouldn't be. So, you know, now we have these podcasts, so many in a series, and I don't know that I want to listen to them because you have a conviction. And actually, that has already happened. So I guess I'll have to decide if these are worth listening to and having someone claim that they're innocent when they're on a life sentence. I guess it makes us think about the justice system, and we wonder and worry if justice does prevail. You know, certainly if someone is innocent, justice hasn't been served, but we have to trust our justice system and the pieces of it that we rely on. So I may just stick to my normal podcast for a little while, but I wanted to see if anyone had any thoughts about this or if anyone has listened to the series and wanted to call in and give me some feedback here. So we're just about wrapping up our time here. I do have some exciting guests coming into the studio in the next week or two. So we have someone that is a professor at Raritan Valley Community College, and their student have been doing some really great STEM projects in the community that are really exciting. We have a golf cart project that will have hopefully some pictures before they come into the studio that we could share on our Facebook page. Otherwise, we'll be back here on next Monday, and I hope everyone really gets a chance to enjoy this absolutely gorgeous weather we have today and take advantage of the sunshine today and tomorrow, because Wednesday's rain and Thursday is just cold. No good. We'll be back next week.
No, I'm not the man I used to be lately. See, you met me at an interesting time. And if my past is any sign of your future, you should be warned before I let you inside. Hold on to whatever you find, baby. Hold on to whatever will get you through. Hold on to whatever you find, baby. I don't trust myself with loving you. Place where I started, so I can want you back all over again. I don't really understand. Hold on to whatever you find, baby. Hold on to whatever will get you through. Hold on to whatever you find, baby. I don't trust myself with loving you.
USA Radio News with John DeMester.
The president punishing Turkey for attacking Syria, ordering sanctions today against a Turkish official. He's also raising steel tariffs to 50% and canceling trade talks. Turkey began attacking the Kurds who helped the U.S. fight ISIS right after Trump pulled troops out. A report on alleged FISA abuse from the Department of Justice Inspector General could be out on Friday and could reveal what launched the Russia investigation. It'll be looking into the allegations that the FBI and DOJ used FISA to launch a probe into Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins on Fox saying he's going to withhold judgment until we have all the facts.
The IG report is going to show what it's going to show, and I believe it's going to have a lot more than most people are aware of, because you're seeing the players who have been involved in it squirming on stage, and we'll see how that comes out.
Well, lawmakers hope the report's going to answer questions about the legitimacy of the investigation into President Trump's 2016 campaign and its relationship with Russia. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At least 75 homes have been damaged or destroyed in the Los Angeles area as the Saddle Bridge fire continues burning. Evacuees had a chance to go home over the weekend with the fire now 43% contained. That fire sparked Thursday night, shut down a number of freeways and closing some schools. Those schools reopened today. Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price apologizing to the family of a woman that was shot to death by a now former police officer inside her home.
It's unacceptable. There is nothing that could justify what happened on Saturday morning. Nothing.
Well, Price told reporters there was no defense of Saturday's killing of Atania Jefferson and called her a victim. She also apologized to the neighbor who called Fort Worth Police non-emergency number and said he did the right thing by looking out for others. Price called for healing with the community and justice and closure for Jefferson's family. Also noted a third-party panel of national experts would come and review the Fort Worth Police Department. The officer that fired the shot resigned this morning, and United Auto Workers Union members are on strike against Mack Truck. More than 3,000 workers began picketing Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speaking outside the White House about trade shocks with China.
We'll meet with the Vice Premier in Chile before the presidents meet to make sure there are any final issues. And if we need to have in-person meetings, more in-person meetings to get this done, obviously we'll do that.
In recent months, the U.S. and China have imposed tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's imports. On Friday, the president said that he and